Get Rich. How to Get Rich the Simple Way.
Come in. It's Mr. Richards, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And I must say that I appreciate being given a chance to talk to you.
You've come about taking out a business startup loan, haven't you?
Yes, I want to be rich.
Don't we all, Mr. Richards? Don't we all?
No, my wife doesn't want to be rich. She says she's happy as she is.
Well, lucky Mrs. Richards. That's all I can say.
I'm not happy.
So, how can I help, Mr. Richards?
I want to be rich.
Yes, you've already told me that.
But not just rich. I want to be fabulously wealthy. I want to be driven around in a Rolls Royce. I want to be served oysters and caviar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I want to be flown first class in my own private jet. I want to be served champagne in silver goblets. I want to be waited on hand and foot by my own personal manservant. I'd enjoy being looked after and not having to worry about anything. I want a life of luxury. I want to live first class.
Well, we'd better get started then. Tell me about your business ideas.
Well, this guy in the pub told me about pyramid selling.
Pyramid selling? I'm afraid that we can't invest in a pyramid scheme. They're illegal in many countries, Mr. Richards, including the UK.
Why?
Why? Because these schemes are set up to encourage people to pay money for services or products that don't exist. The only way you can get your money back is by selling the idea on to another person. They're a type of fraud.
No, you don't understand. I'm interested in pyramid selling. I want to sell pyramids.
Pyramids? I don't understand.
You know pyramids, like in Egypt.
You can't sell the Egyptian pyramids, Mr. Richards. They aren't for sale. They belong to the people of Egypt.
I know that. Someone would notice if one of the real pyramids went missing. I'm not stupid. I wasn't sent to one of the best schools in England for nothing, you know.
Really, Mr. Richards? I hadn't noticed.
No, I want to build my own pyramid and then sell it. That's why I need the money.
Ah, you want to be given money by the bank to build a pyramid?
Yes. And I also owe the man in the pub a bit of money. The one who told me about the pyramid selling. He wants 15,000 pounds for the idea. He's already been paid 5,000, so I still owe him 10,000 pounds.
I see. And what's this man's name?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, where does he live?
I don't know.
So, you've given 5,000 pounds to a complete stranger in return for the idea of selling pyramids.
Yes. I think you're beginning to understand my predicament, but it's a great opportunity for the bank.
Well, I don't think we're interested, Mr. Richards.
Well, what about helping me set up a Ponzi scheme?
A Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, the man in the pub also told me this Ponzi scheme idea. It's brilliant!
Ponzi schemes are a fraud, Mr. Richards. They were invented in the 19th century and are named after the con man Charles Ponzi. They're illegal.
Why?
Why? Because the schemes are based on the idea of getting people to invest in companies that don't exist. High returns are promised, but they're never delivered, as there's no business to produce the profits. Like pyramid selling, they're fraudulent.
No. You don't understand. I bought an original Ponzi masterpiece from the man in the pub.
An original Ponzi?
Yes, the famous Italian Renaissance painter, Colin Ponzi. It's worth millions.
Colin Ponzi? I've never heard of him. How much did you pay for the painting, Mr. Richards?
50,000 pounds. He's already been paid 20,000 pounds. Then he'll give me the painting when I pay the rest. So, can I borrow 30,000, please?
Would this be the same man in the pub whose name and address you don't know?
That's right. How'd you know? He's going to meet me there tomorrow. I have to ring him when I've got the money.
Oh, so he gave you a telephone number?
No, he's going to text it to me.
And you gave him your number?
No. He said he already had it.
But you never met him before.
I was surprised, too.
I'm sorry, Mr. Richards, but I don't think I can help you.
All right, you win. Lend me the money, and I'll give you 25% of the profits.
Good afternoon, Mr. Richards.
30%.
Goodbye.
37%, and that's my final offer.